Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
West Michigan, you're listening to the final segment of the Grilling Guys. We're on a little special remote out here in Grand Haven at the Coast Guard Festival. We're at D&W in Grand Haven at 1116 Robbins Road. You have got to get out here and check it out. It is a bluebird sky day. There is not a cloud in the sky in Grand Haven. We have been having a lot of fun with our friends from the Old Dogs Brew House, and we are having fun today.
We're live and late.
Yeah.
We're live and late. We shouldn't even be on this late. This is the latest we've ever broadcast, but due to our telephone line problems, we had to extend the program a little bit because the folks from Old Boys.
Yeah, I said Old Dogs, pardon me.
Yeah, well, you know, they've
but
got
named
the dogs
after the dog.
They've got the dogs on the logo, and, you know, they got all that doggy style stuff going on. But it's Old Dogs, Old Boys. I think Old Dogs is a movie. But they just brought so much stuff, and Melissa is such an awesome brewmaster. And actually, she brought Dave, her brewmaster. But what do you call the owner of a brewery, Melissa?
Melissa.
They call me the beer lady.
The beer lady. Okay. That sounds too old. I'm going to call you beer chick.
Yeah, very few of the microbrews. Bob and I have the pleasure of being able to work with a lot of microbrews around. And very few of them are female owned. That's really cool.
What he means is that's. Let me decode that. Very few of them are cute. That's what he really means.
But you know what I found out is this is a lot more than just a brew house. They've got a tremendous menu. She makes homemade desserts. She's brought out her homemade ice cream here. Pairing up, we just had some of her chocolate ice cream, and we paired it up with that chocolate stout. And they make floats, don't you? Actually, Melissa, don't you make floats of that?
We make floats, and we also blend it up like a shake or like an old-fashioned malted.
When you make that ice cream, the malt you use, is it the same for the beer?
Yes.
Wow. It was a brilliant little stroke. The brilliant stroke, though, I'm stuck on this. I'm telling you, that blueberry wit. Drive over there. If you're in Grand Rapids, Greenville, Lansing, wherever you are, come to Grand Haven this weekend. It's the kickoff of the Coast Guard Festival. On your way into town, you'll go through Spring Lake. It's kind of a blink. You just blow right through until you get to the bridge, and then there's Old Boys. It's this huge, beautiful brew house on the right side, just about under the bridge. But you actually have docks if your boats are there. Can you tie up if you're out boating?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have an outside patio that I could have lunch at?
No, it's an inside patio.
You have the largest deck around. Yes, it's quite beautiful, and on a day like this, yes, absolutely.
I'm telling you seriously, if you have not had an opportunity to come over here and see this place, food is fabulous. She brought seven or eight things here. They make their own Bloody Mary mix, 14 brews on tap. This is kind of, you know, just kind of have.
You know what's happened, Randy?
What's that?
Melissa has taken over our show.
Well, you know what, though? It couldn't be better than that, right? It's great.
I think she had a diabolical plan, and she just put all this together, and she's basically hijacked our show. So Old Boys now owns the Grilling Guys.
That's right. Now, she had a blueberry wit that you kind of fell head over heels on. And,
it's crazy good.
Because the blueberries are in season. They may be right on the back end of it, but in the last couple of weeks, they've wound down. But peaches are in right now. And what I'd like to do is, I've shared this recipe before, but peaches are in season right now. And we've got a grilled peach recipe that is really to die for, guys. It's simple. I'll put it up again on the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com. Check us out on Facebook at The Grilling Guys. But what I'm going to do here is you just take peaches, cut them in half, and take the pit out of them. We're going to put a little white sugar, a little balsamic. Bob, you know I enjoy balsamic. It's one of my favorite things to cook with because it just imparts such a fantastic flavor. And then I've got a little bit of ground peppercorn, the peaches, and then here's the kicker. A little bit of blue cheese. And what you do is you're going to mix up the vinegar, the pepper, and the blue cheese and the white sugar, and you're going to put a little scoop of that. It's kind of a dry mixture. You're going to put a little scoop of that inside the peach, and then you're going to throw it with the fuzz side down, not the cut side. I've taken the pit out. Fuzz side down, and you're going to grill that and let that thing heat through, and that stuff will start bubbling in the middle. Oh, my goodness. Is this good? I'll have this on the Grilling Guys website.
I'm so full, I can't even think about it. I mean, this is like a gluttony haven here today for us.
Yeah, but I tell you what, that is a very simple recipe. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. We'll have that up there later today, and you got to try this one. The peaches are wonderful right now. They're in absolute high season, and you got to try this. It's worth it on your grill.
You got to try this food from Old Boys. I mean, I can't believe the spread this young lady brought for us. I think this is the best fed we've ever been.
Well,
have we ever had this much food? I mean, this is crazy. I guess, you know, sending that email in advance saying we're hungry and thirsty probably helped out things. But thanks so much, Melissa, for joining us today. It's great. The Grilling Guys love good beer with their grilling food. And we had an awesome little taste of wine. We've got some wonderful wines here from Lemon Creek, their new tasting room in Grand Haven. I mean, between you and Lemon Creek, you've got Grand Haven just cranked right now. I mean, this, you were needed here sorely. So thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. It's been a great way to start off a beautiful day here in Grand Haven. And D&W with their nice fresh markets where they're a great place to stock your fridges and your grill with.
Right.
Again, thank you for the opportunity. We do have our pizza that we make with the brewer's malt and a few other items on our menu. We're very family friendly in a large deck outside. So I appreciate the opportunity today and hope you enjoy the festival in Grand Haven.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa. You know, Bob, we always try to focus on what it is that the Grilling Guys are here for. We want to make your food taste better, but if you don't have time to grill it, you get to come out to a special place like this, the brewery, and give it a try. But take your time. Work on your grilling techniques. You know, appreciate your time at home. I love the term that we've coined is the grill envy. Spend some time out back trying this stuff. You know what? You can make a $4 or $5 mistake if you ruin something that you're trying to grill, but don't give up. Try it again, because I tell you what, grilling is a lot of fun, and it's a very social thing. It's a one-arm sport, because I've usually got a microbrew or a Lemon Creek wine in my hand when I'm doing it.
Hey, we got to do man law.
Do we?
I think it's time.
Okay, it's time.
Do it. And I had to pick a man law. This is like the total chick grilling guy show. I mean, Dave's the only guy that could show up. I mean, everybody's been female. So I had to pick something for man law that kind of brought the women in a little bit. So we're going to talk about shoes. And a man's shoes may not intentionally match any other article of clothing on his body. Remember that. Never match your clothing.
Well, Bob, unless you're wearing grass clippings, you're all in, baby, because your shoes do not match your outfit, so you're a man.
Thank you.
You're nothing but a man.
Thank you very much. Hey, thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. We're going to close this out in memory of the Coast Guard and all those people that are out on sea. We've got the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is not a Michigan artist either, but it's a wonderful song.
But not much different than the wreck of this show that was today. But
it was wonderful, thanks to Melissa and Dave
and
Katie.
Tell you what, yeah, the beautiful Katie who came out here and saved our tail.
I was thinking of our Katie.
Made it happen. Yeah, that's exactly. not to be confused with Arcadia.
But this is the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and, of course, that happened at Whitefish Bay. And thanks to the Coast Guard, some of those things don't happen so much anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening today, folks.
You know what? Grand Haven, come out here. It's a beautiful blue sky day. There is not a cloud in the sky. We're at D&W on Robbins Road in Grand Haven. The mobile grill is out here for another couple hours. So the Grilling Guys, we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye now.
Back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well-seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland.
Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the Witch of November come stealing.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.